Have you ever heard of Redneck?
No, I don't think I have.
Or Hillbillies?
Yes, Hillbillies. Uh-huh. Yeah, I've heard of Hillbillies.
What do you call a child who's born of a black and white marriage?
Intermarriage.
That would be the term that you use. What did, when there were slaves, what did the slaves used to call the person that they worked for?
Master.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call white people, poor white people? They're not well off, don't have much education.
Underprivileged.
Uh-huh. Are there any other terms that you've ever used for? White people that maybe even some that really are good for nothing and lazy and that would be called this and that.
Yeah, good for nothing.
let's see. What about black people? Is there a special? Have you ever heard of a term for a black person who wouldn't work and was good for nothing and all?
Yeah.
You say he would also be called good for nothing?
Good for nothing.
Mm-hmm. What do you call someone who lives out in the country? Is there a special name for someone who lives out in the country as opposed to someone who lives in the city?
Country cracker?
I've
heard that.
Heard it.
Yeah.
And what about if you lived in the country, how would you refer to someone who lived in the city?
City dude.
City dude?
Yeah.
What about if someone came to the door and you knew it was going to take you a second to get to the door, then what would you call out to them to let them know that you were going to be there? You'd say,
I'm here, I'm coming.
Uh-huh. Or if you knew it was just going to take...
I'll be in there in a minute.
What about if you were wanting to show me something or tell me something and I wasn't quite catching on, and you'd point out and you'd say, well, and you were wanting me to look at you or something, and you'd say, well, to show me, point something at you, and maybe I wasn't paying attention to something, you'd say, well,
this is the way, this is it?
Uh-huh. Or do you ever say, well, look.
Look.
Look here, or... Okay, some of these now are, I'm just going to point to parts of the body and you tell me the names of them. This is the
part.
And this is
hair.
And if I have hair right here, this is
the beard.
And this is my
ear.
Mm-hmm. And perhaps this is the
earlobe.
Uh-huh. And now, as far as direction, this is my
right. This is your left, and this is your right.
Uh-huh. And this is my
mouth.
Mm-hmm. And this is my
neck.
Okay. And then the area up in here would be my
throat.
And have you ever heard it referred to anything else? And the throat referred to as anything else? Or like on a chicken or something other? Have you ever heard? Oh, he's got a chicken bone stuck in his.
It is.
Right. Have you ever heard of
goozle? Goozle, yeah, I've heard that.
Have you ever used goozle?
Yeah.
And that refers to your throat?
That is, your goozle, it comes up and down, pushes the food down, you see.
Uh-huh.
It works up and down as you swallow.